first, we want to get to that economic news of the day. We have our guest who's going to talk about the markets here, Jim Glassman of JPMorgan Chase. He is a commercial banking senior economist. And Jim, just want to get your of some of the statistics that we're getting out today. We're going to get to your annual Business Leaders Outlook survey. But we're finding that the private sector is adding more jobs than expected. Just wondering how this fits in with your economic view of the, state of the U.S. here.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the broad economy has been doing very well. National output is basically back to where we would have been had there been no pandemic. The job market's been a little slower recovering, but I think we're almost there. We've got most of the unemployment problem behind us, and I think this news today is pretty encouraging. There are the folks who are actually looking for a job. There may be about a million people out there still that need to find a job before we can get the unemployment rate down to where it was before the pandemic, 3.5% unemployment. And the real issue is now there's a lot of businesses that are struggling because a lot of the workers dropped out earlier last year. And the question for all of us economists is, what are folks going to do as a lot of these unemployment benefit programs have expired? The support is not as generous as it was. And so my guess is over the course of this year, we're going to see those folks come back in. But I think the broad economy and the job market is looking very encouraging. When I look at the weekly unemployment insurance numbers, everything is right back to where it was in February 2020, right before the pandemic hit. So I think this is all good news. It tells us we're kind of wrapping up. We've recovered much of the ground that we lost in the pandemic. And now we're dealing with all these challenges and bottlenecks and things, but I think over the course of the year, we're going to see a lot of that settle down.
Well, and Jim, some of these people are going to come back to work because they're going to get paid more, right? Or they're going to get lured into a job where wages are increasing. And that's something that you guys found in your survey, that especially for mid-sized businesses, that the labor shortage is still an issue. And you found that 81% of mid-sized businesses, 38% of small businesses have increased wages already or plan to do so. What does that imply then about wage growth overall for the U.S. and what we're going to see throughout this year?
Well, it kind of fits the trends we've been seeing for a while. The employment compensation has been doing better. Interestingly, it's not really eating into margins, which tells you because businesses are so much more efficient by moving to this virtual world, they're able to be more generous and offer better benefits. And I think it's very encouraging. It's good news for both workers and for businesses. And I think that this finding is really important because it's these businesses that were really on the front lines of the dislocations last year. So the fact that business leaders in the small and mid-sized sector are so optimistic, I think should be pretty encouraging. And the kinds of things they're dealing with, the kinds of challenges they're dealing with are all the kinds of things that remind you, this is not a threat to the future. This is all happening because the economy has done a very good job recovering the ground that we lost last year.
Yeah, and just looking through your report here, it looks like employers are pretty sanguine about their businesses. There's a lot of turnover in terms of labor, but here's some statistics from your report. 71% of business leaders are optimistic about their company, 71% optimistic about their industry. It goes down the line, 43% are optimistic about the global economy with all its perils that we're facing right now. Overall, what kind of message is this sending, and how do you interpret that?
Well, it sort of fits the broader trends we're seeing in the economy. The reason you're seeing all this optimism, I think, is because they are finding that their profits, their revenues, their sales are actually, many of them find that they are at levels that were similar to where they were prior to the pandemic or higher. So that is a trend we're seeing across the economy. And I think it tells you that that this sector, which was really on the front lines of a lot of these dislocations, if they are optimistic, if they are doing better, that tells you you can look forward to some decent trends in 2022. I think it just confirms that as disruptive as this event has been, we're doing a pretty good job getting back. And I think it's a hopeful sign. And I think that means, you know, what they are having to do to resolve their labor challenges is good news for workers. I mean, I think most people know, it's not going to be difficult to find a job. You got help wanted signs everywhere, and everyone's talking about the labor shortages. So that only means good things, I think, for workers.
Jim, I'm curious, there's a report in the Washington Post today that lawmakers are in very early stage talks about maybe another tranche of aid for businesses that have been affected by this latest wave of the pandemic, talking about restaurants, sports venues, gyms, things of that like. It sounds like from what you're saying that you don't necessarily think that is necessary, or do you? Do you think that we need some more aid? And then an expanded question, do you think that we need the increased fiscal stimulus that is also still being talked about in Washington beyond just that short-term aid?
Well, I think the aid we got from Washington was really very helpful last year. It's done a lot to get the economy back on its feet. I will say we don't cover the restaurant business as well in this survey of business leaders. So there are, you know, there are still sectors of the economy that are struggling. And just because the broad economy is doing well doesn't necessarily mean everybody's there. But I think in general, most people, particularly business leaders of small and mid-sized businesses that we cover, are really thriving. And when we look at the broad economy, the bigger struggle is in the service sector. Anything physical you can buy online. And I think that whole universe has done really quite well. But the service sector, there are a lot of businesses that are still struggling.
And just in, you have, must have a ground level view of the loan situation in the U.S. We've seen M2 money supply kind of explode over the past couple years. Is loan growth, I guess, is it healthy that you would say right now? Are we seeing credit excesses to businesses? What's the state?
We're seeing very modest beginning of an upturn in the C&I lending, business loans. I wouldn't call it it's not clear yet whether we're starting to see the beginning of new trend in credit growth. But our business leaders in the JP Morgan Chase Business Leader Outlook Survey are telling us that they think they're going to have bigger needs for credit. They're optimistic. They're thinking about growth. They're sort of in offensive mode as opposed to defensive. So you got to think that this is probably coming. But I wouldn't say that all the reserves that the Fed created and that money supply does not mean that we're seeing a similar explosion on the credit side. So I think it's really difficult to interpret the monetary trends right now, because a lot of that money growth happened in March and April of 2020, when the government was borrowing heavily and transferring income to the household sector. Some of these money measures don't really capture the whole picture, and that's why it's a little confusing what to make of it. But I'd say, you know, there are early signs of credit growth beginning to pick up. I think we'll see more of that as the year progresses.
Well, appreciate you giving us your insights here. Jim Glassman, JP Morgan Chase Commercial Banking Senior Economist.